FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The first day of nurses' KZN public hearings into Eskom's proposed 36% tariff hike has come to a screeching halt. The decision to suspend the hearings came amid growing frustration with the venue unable to accommodate the large number of people. It led to protests outside the room at the Royal Hotel in Durban this morning. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks is there.
Today, nurses were supposed to hear from the public and local groups such as the Itikwini Ratepayers Protest Movement, ward councillors and environmental groups on the opposition to Eskom's proposed 36% tariff hike. It's believed around 500 people have turned up at the public hearing, far more than the venue could accommodate. Outside the room, chants erupted from those unable to enter. They are demanding NERSA move the hearings to a bigger venue. NERSA moved the hearing from the Trosley facility at the Durban Harbour to the Royal Hotel late last night. Chairperson of NERSA, Nomfundo Maseti, says today's gathering has been postponed indefinitely. NERSA will communicate a new date and venue in due course. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Royal Hotel.
An economist says the repo rate is expected to drop by 25 basis points today. The Reserve Bank said to make the announcement this afternoon. Yesterday, Stats SA announced a cooling of the consumer inflation to 2.8%, down from 3.8% in September. First National Bank economist Koketso Mano.
We think that monetary policy will remain cautious. We are still in a world of trade tensions, potentially looser fiscal policy. So that should be something, or that could be something rather, that contributes to higher inflation and has an impact on financial conditions.
And finally, officials from South Coast Tourism say they're ready to accommodate the influx of holidaymakers over the festive season. Preparations for the summer holidays took a knock earlier this week, and parts of the Margate Hotel were gutted in a fire. The tourism group's CEO, Dr. Vusumuzi Sibiya, says the blaze only affected 40% of the hotel, while other facilities have continued to trade. He says regardless of the setbacks, the South Coast remains resilient.
We're working hard. Even the government authorities, the law enforcement agencies are up and ready to make sure that they protect the people that are residing here in the South Coast and the people that are planning to come and visit us. So the beach is open. The sewage issue has been addressed. But over and above that, there are also other attractions. Market, it's in between of the Blue Flag beaches. It is not far from the golfing. It's not far from the hinterland experience. Yeah, no, we're ready.
The top story, the first day of nurses' KZN public hearings into Eskom's proposed 36% tariff hike has come to a screeching halt. The decision to suspend the hearings came amid growing frustration with the venue unable to accommodate the large number of people. For the Newswatch team and in for Natarna Desen, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.